The Strategy Diamond is from two professors, Hambrick and Fredrickson, and is a useful framework for entering new markets. The framework recognises that a number of choices have to be made if a company wants to grow. Decisions have to be taken on what to do and equally what not to do if the strategy is to work. An attraction of the model is its simplicity, which means it can be used at any level in an organisation. The Strategy Diamond has five interrelated components. The first of these is arenas. The arenas are the options of where the company can be active. It is an area of focus. For example, a company could produce different products or operate in different geographies. It could go for different segments or enter different channels to the market. In developing a strategy, it's necessary to decide in which arena the company will compete. The challenge is to focus on that or those that offer the greatest opportunities and which fit most neatly with the company's capabilities. The next of the five interrelated components is differentiate. The framework considers how the company can compete in the marketplace. This is critically important because whatever is selected here will be the means by which the company will attempt to beat the competition. It could differentiate itself on product quality or design or on price or on its brand. This part of the diamond has similarities to Porter's generic strategies, as it demands consideration of what will draw customers to the company and what will enable it to beat the competition. Again, there are choices. Do you focus on such a superior quality or attractive price or image or speed to market? We now move on to another of the interrelated components, which is vehicles. Vehicles are the means by which the company will achieve its objectives. For example, it could decide to do everything itself, or it could work with external vehicles, such as franchises or licensing or acquisitions. Much will depend on its core competences. And the next of the interrelated components is staging. The strategy has to be launched, and this is likely to be in stages. The staging component considers the sequences of launch steps and the speed with which each of these will be applied. It isn't always easy. On the one hand, there will be pressures to move quickly and take advantage of opportunities, and on the other hand, it's sometimes important that a company paces itself and doesn't rush into implementation. And then the final of the five interrelated components is economic logic. The aim of the strategy is to make a profit. The economic logic part of the diamond shows how the pieces fit together to deliver a suitable profit. This may be achieved by economies of scale, low cost, or premium pricing based on special product advantages. Let's have a look at the model in action. In the paper that describes Strategy Diamond, Hambrick and Fredrickson use the example of IKEA. IKEA's arenas are its inexpensive Scandinavian-style furniture, which it sells to young white-collar customers. It has a widespread geographical footprint, and the company has strong control over product design, using many suppliers to manufacture its products. The vehicles for each in its chosen areas are its wholly owned stores. IKEA does not make acquisitions, and it engages in only a few joint ventures. Top management has a tight control over innovation. There are a number of differentiators that make IKEA different and special. It sells reliable, low-priced products in stores where customers can take their time to compare different items and make their choice. Significantly, the customer can take the furniture home with them or have it delivered the same day. In terms of staging, the growth of IKEA came through geographical expansion. An early foothold was achieved in a new geography with just one store. And once IKEA learns any special requirements for the geography, it rolls out more stores throughout that region. The economic logic of IKEA is based on scale and efficiencies. There may be slight differences in products between geographies, but the standardisation keeps the cost low. All the components of the IKEA strategy diamond fit together. There is an alignment between the targeted arenas, the differentiators, the staging, and the economic logic. Some things to think about with the strategy diamond. There are lots of things about the strategy diamond that are good. Simply developing the five components of the diamond doesn't necessarily deliver a sound strategy. It does need to be tested for its quality. In their paper, Hambrick and Fredrickson had a useful checklist of questions for this purpose, and they are as follows. What are the major changes taking place in the market in which you operate? How does your strategy fit with these? What are your key resources? Does your strategy fit with these? What are the important differentiators that separate you from the competition? How will you sustain them? Does everyone within your organization know the strategy? Are they all aligned with it? Do you have sufficient resources to pursue your strategy? And finally, is your strategy implementable? Where within your organization could there be any weaknesses that could stop you achieving it?